say when you're straightening your hair, with a you use a comb.
Comb.
And what else might you
brush.
Use? All right.
Comb and brush.
So when you're actually going in there, maybe to comb your hair, you might also say that I'm going to be with the brush. What would you be doing?
The only thing I know, son, is use a comb and brush and brush your hair and
Okay. Raise
your hair.
All right. And how about when you're shaving? What would you sharpen a straight razor on?
I had a razor strap in those days.
All right.
Some of them called it a strop.
Mm-hmm.
Use this for spanking the children also.
Uh-huh. What was the term that you mainly used? Was there a term that you used more than the other?
No.
Either one?
No, the razor strap was universal almost.
Uh-huh. Okay. How about...
Now when the razor was dull, they used a razor hone. That was a stone that they could use for sharpening the razor.
Mm-hmm. What about something you might put in a revolver? It wouldn't be live ammunition. It just might be a blank.
What is that now?
Well, if you had a gun,
yeah,
and you weren't going to put live ammunition in it, you're just going to put in blank.
Put it in a shell.
Okay, so they'd be blank, what?
Blank cartridges.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of kids used to like to go outside and in a park or a schoolyard maybe, and each one would sit on an end of a board and go up and down.
Jogging board.
Any other names
Seesaw.
For that? Okay. Any other names you might?
No.
Okay.
Seesaw and the juggling board was all back in those days.
And this was the one that tilted up and down, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about the one with the plank on it that might be fixed at both ends so that the children used to jump up and down on?
That's what they call the juggling board.
Okay. And sometimes there might be a plank that's anchored in the middle to a post or a stump, and the children would get on an end and spin around it. Would you call that something? Did you ever see one of those?
Yeah, I know they did it, but I don't know what they call it. But I know this much. They used to call some of those kind of things flying jinnies.
All right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how about a rope that might be hanging from a tree limb and have a...
Swing.
Okay. Did you have coal on your farm? Did you use that for heat? Did you use coal for heat?
No, we use wood.
Uh-huh.
Cook with wood.
Well then, I don't know if you've ever seen coal, but what would you call something you might carry coal in?
Coal scuttle.
All right. And how about the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney? Might carry the smoke.
Stovepipe.
All right. And the thing you might use to carry bricks or something, it's small and it's got a wheel in front and you carry it in the back, lift it in the back, push it along.
Wheelbarrow.
All right. Now what might you sharpen a scythe on?
Grind rock.
Okay. Any other names for that, maybe for a knife? Different?
Oh, this, when you sharpen a scythe on, this grind rock was the thing that turned like this.
Uh-huh.